This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 5 of our podcast. My name is Lily and alongside me is Hannah, Bree and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round introducing ourselves and sharing what our favourite thing to do in our free time is?
So good. Do you want to start us off, Lily? What's your favourite thing to do in your spare time?
My favourite thing to do in my spare time is probably just watch people play games and watch movies.
When you say watch people play games, do you mean watching like streamers, YouTube?
Yes.
Gaming streamers?
Yep.
Very cool. Who's your favourite streamer?
Fusion Tea Gamer.
I have no idea who that is. Do you know who that is, Hannah?
No.
They sound cool though.
Yeah,
also add for us Lily, how old are you?
12.
12. And what school are you at?
Abbotsford.
Fantastic. Great introduction.
My name is Hannah. At the moment I am 11 and I go to Abbotsford School as well as Lily.
Very good. What's your favourite thing to do in your free time?
I enjoy reading and playing video games.
Ooh, favourite video game?
Roblox.
Nice. Do you play a bit of Grow Your Garden? That's popular at the moment, isn't it?
Not too much.
Not too much? What's your favourite Roblox game?
Just any dress-up game.
Ah, dress-up. Oh, yeah, I've played the dress-up one, I must admit. Hello, everyone. My name is Noah. I hope you remember me. I've been on a few of these episodes now. I'm 23. Age hasn't changed too much. I don't go to school anymore. And my favourite thing to do during my free time, hard to pick, but I'm enjoying getting back into reading, actually, like you, Hannah. It's just the last couple of nights, I've been doing it before bed. It's been really enjoyable. Also guitar. Also soccer. I know you only asked for one thing, but there's three. Now, Bree is also with us in the studio. She's currently doing a bit of setting up for some filming. How exciting. Check us out on TikTok, Fiako on TikTok, if you want to see that. Shall we introduce Bree on her behalf? Her name is Bree, short for Brianna. Brianna. She's 22. She doesn't go to school anymore. She went to St. Hilda's. She doesn't know her left and her right, she's just saying. She's trying to work out a wee tripod. What do we think her favourite thing to do in her free time is? We'll try and guess it, and we'll see if we get a nod from her. Any ideas what her favourite thing in her free time is, Hannah?
Buying snacks.
Anyone who's spent time in our office and ground will know that's quite a funny one because she has a snack drawer that a lot of people like to get into, including Hannah and Lily. I think that's a pretty good one. What do you think, Bree? Is it about bang on?
Yeah.
She is always stocking that snack drawer up. If you didn't hear that, everyone eats her snacks. Bree doesn't get many of them. Shall we move on to our first segment? Yeah?
Yeah.
Too easy.
Welcome to Quote Me If You Can. In this segment, one of us drops a line from a well-known movie, and the others guess where it's from. It could be a classic, a comedy, or a total curveball. So get your movie brains ready.
This is going to be a solid one. We have done this one before, Quote Me If You Can. I remember doing this one recently, and while Bree gets these quotes loaded up, I want to hear your favourite movie before we get into it. Favourite movie. Don't be shy. What's your favourite movie, Lily? Or favourite series? I'll give you a series or, yeah.
I'm just going to go with series.
Yeah?
Stranger Things.
Very good. Great.
Big
call.
Big fan.
Yeah, who's your favourite character?
That's a hard one.
Lots of good ones. I like Dustin.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He's cracker.
I like Max's character, though.
Is Max the character name, or is Max the... Oh, yeah, Max. Is she the ginger head?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. She's real cool. How about you, Hannah? What's your favourite movie or series or...?
Mainly any movie based on a book series, like Hunger Games, Twilight, yep. Harry Potter.
Do the movies do the books justice?
Some of them are quite accurate.
Yep. So what movie series do you think are not accurate at all, just to out them on a live podcast?
Can't think of any at the top of my head. But
That's cool. I also like it when they turn books into films. Are you ready for us, Bree? Ready for a few quotes?
One second,
we'll keep stalling. My favourite movie, I tell you what, my favourite movie series growing up was Transformers. I love Transformers. Autobots, roll out. Quoting, who am I quoting there? We're warming up. But quote me if you can. Autobots, roll out. Come on.
I forgot his name.
Come on. He's the leader of the Autobots.
I know.
He's big, he's blue, he's red.
I know.
He's a truck.
I know. I forgot.
The only one I can remember is Bumblebee.
I very much like Bumblebee. He's Bumblebee's leader. His name's... You're not going to get it, Lily?
Bob.
It's not Bob.
Why would it be Bob?
It's not... So shockingly, it's not Bob. You'd think they'd name the leader of the Autobots Bob. It's actually...
It starts with a... P, doesn't it?
Yes, last name Prime, first name Optimus.
Optimus Prime. Yes, I knew
is the leader of the Autobots, and I'm a big fan. Bree, you're with us.
Yep,
she is with
finally.
Us. How good?
Sorry, team. I didn't realize we're in a different room, and I just thought we would. I didn't know what was going on.
We've been thrown off. We're in a different studio today, which is fun for us. It's new for Lily and Hannah either way, but for me and Bree, us old timers, we're in a new spot, but we're having fun. And we're ready, Bree, for Quote Me If You Can.
Our first quote. So, actually, we're going to do this. So, I'm going to say a movie line, and you guys have to guess what it is. First person to say it wins. Should we go first to three? Is it over a winner?
Sounds good. I'm allowed to compete.
Yeah, Noah, you are competing.
So we're saying the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, not finishing.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to start with an easy one, and we're going to go with To Infinity and Beyond.
Toy Story.
That was too easy, and there's a tie. So Noah didn't even say it, so I'm going to say that one to both of these guys. Noah, you're on zero.
Very good. By the way, I could have gone harder there. I'm just going to race in next time. Make sure you're quick. Okay. Gunning for the title.
Here's one slightly harder. Maybe not. Maybe. Some people are worth melting for.
Don't know it. Have you heard it before? I know the line. Some people are worth melting for. Oh, man. I should know that. Some people are worth melting. You don't know it?
No.
No. Is that going to be a no point? Some people are worth melting for. I can't think. It's going to annoy me when I hear it.
That's from Frozen.
Olaf. Olaf quote.
Well, you should have said it, Lily.
No harm in taking a punt.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well. Should we do the next one? Here is. Oh, this one is from. Okay. Here's one from. This is kind of, you might not know this one. It's a little bit old, but no one might know this one. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
High School Musical.
She said it first. You should have said it first.
I was caught up in the moment. High School. Is that two for Lily?
That is two for Lily, one for Hannah, and zero for Noah.
Me. Because, that was silly.
Yeah.
That was I was baited into that. I love singing.
Yeah. I thought that might happen. Okay.
Don't do one from Alice in Wonderland.
Please. Don't do one from Alice in Wonderland.
Why? Because I'll get it.
Here's a different one. Yeah, this one might be really hard, but who knows. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
I've heard that.
Elf?
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss line. Cat in the Hat.
Nope.
In every job that must be done, there must be an element of fun. Something like that.
I'm going to give you, should you guys want a hint?
Yes.
No.
Mary Poppins?
Yep.
Last goal. Noah's on the board. Two to Lily. One to Hannah. One to Noah. Okay. I've never even seen that movie.
So, okay. I can't believe you got that then. Okay.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Here is my, Lily's still only needs one to win, and then these two need two more. Okay. On your left.
That's the quote. Is it the end of the quote? Is it half a quote? On your left.
That is the full quote.
On your left. Could be from a war film.
I'm guessing you guys aren't Marvel fans.
Thanos. What are they called?
It's the movie, Noah, not the...
character.
Not the character.
Avengers?
That's a half point.
Oh.
There is multiple Avengers movies called Avengers.
Avengers 2.
Okay, no, it's Avengers Endgame Team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called.
So Lily's on 2.5.
So Lily's on 2.5.
Nice job, Lily.
Okay. This one, I actually just watched this recently. This might be rough to say, but everything is awesome.
Lego movie.
Yeah. Again, I wanted to sing. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dream.
Thanks,
well
Noah.
Done, Hannah.
I've been singing that in my head all day.
2.5, 2, 1. Don't let me win. I'm in
I
last
probably
place.
Shouldn't have sung that, to be fair.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Not fair to me.
Okay. Here is... Oh, I feel like someone's going to win this, and I feel slightly bad. Okay. My reality is just different
Alice
than yours.
Alice in Wonderland.
I even took away half that quote because I thought she'd get it straight off into the first part. I made it easier.
I didn't hear it at all.
Lily didn't even hear it. Okay.
I didn't even hear it.
That's okay then.
Round of applause for Hannah.
Nice job, Hannah.
Unreal. Good job. Yep. No, I wouldn't even have gotten that.
It was the clue.
Yeah. Very well done. You're our winner of Quote Me If You Can.
Yay. And that's a wrap on Quote Me If You Can. Whether you nailed it or totally blanked, there's always next time. Until then, keep watching movies and maybe memorize a few lines while you're at it. This is Two Truths and a Lie. Our guests will share three things about themselves. Two are true and one's a total lie. It's up to the group to guess which one is fake. No reveal until the guesses are in. Wherever you're listening from, have a go yourself. Can you spot the lie?
Nice. So Bree and myself have actually already shared two truths and a lie on the show before. So we'll take a step back and we'll be the detectives here and see if we can work them out. But Hannah, if you're keen, you are welcome to share your two truths and a lie first, and we'll see if we can work it out.
Well, this is my best thinking, but I have never broken a bone, I have never vomited, and my family have backflipped at the same time.
Wow.
I think I know what one it is.
What do you think, Lily?
I'm the last one.
That her family backflipped at the same time? That sounds pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
But so does never vomiting. I mean, we vomit so often when we're young, right? I haven't vomited in years, but when you're young, it happens every year, surely. Surely.
See, I remember talking to your dad, and you did, like, cheerleading and stuff, though. So
that's right. Ooh. That's right. So it's well within the realm of possibility that her whole family could backflip.
So
are you claiming your parents?
Me, my parents, my brother.
Backflip at the same time. Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to say never vomiting is the lie. That's my guess. I can't believe that.
What was the third one?
My family's backflipped at the same time.
I mean, yeah, what was the not the vomit one, not the backflip one?
Never broken a bone.
I'm going to go with never broken a bone.
Ooh, yeah, to be fair, if you can do a backflip, you've probably been through some breaking bones. What are you sticking with, Lily?
Probably the vomiting one.
Vomiting? Yeah, you've joined me. Hannah, you care to reveal?
Vomiting.
Yes, let's go.
Dang it. I vomited once. I do not remember it.
Only once? Wow. Hey, I'm impressed that your family can backflip at the same time. That's very cool. And you've never broken a bone.
No.
Yeah, good. Let's keep that up. Thanks, Hannah. How about you, Lily? What are your two truths and a lie?
So, I have never been to USA. I hate bananas and I love to look at the stars.
You hate bananas, you love to look at the stars, and you've never been to USA.
Yes.
Hannah, you know better than I do. What are your thoughts?
I don't recall you going to USA. So I'm going to say you hate bananas.
Hate bananas. What do you reckon, Brie?
I think you have gone to the USA. Maybe when you were like a kid or something. I don't know. Maybe you're like a baby.
So you're saying...
I just think it'd be weird to say to... Oh, I've wrote down like somewhere I haven't been.
What was the third one? You got the bananas, USA.
And I love to look at the stars.
Yep, that's believable. Hating bananas, also fair enough. I'll say the stars one just to be different so someone gets a win. Which one's a lie, Lily?
I've never been to USA.
So you have been to the USA?
I said I haven't been to USA. I haven't been to USA before.
But that was your claim at the start, wasn't it? What did you say at the start? Or did I mishear you?
It's two truths and a lie. You're supposed to...
What one was a lie?
I told you I've been to you.
No one misheard you and that made me win.
So you said at the start you have been to the USA.
No, I haven't.
No, I just can't listen.
Safe to say I'm pretty confused, but you definitely fooled me, Lily.
And that means I still won. I'm happy. I win.
You didn't.
That's all real. Brie really cares about. Oh.
I have been to USA, I hate bananas, and I love to look at the stars. You said... Wait, what one did you think
I
was
I did the
truth?
USA one. Oh, no, I did the USA one as a lie.
Oh, I thought you meant as a truth. Yes, you
No, won. That was my lie one.
Well done, Brie. I'm sure that will keep her spirits high. That's what she lives off, old Brie. Yep. A winning every now and again.
Once All the
a
time.
Week. Once a week.
All the time.
Once a month at best.
All the time.
Take us out, Hannah.
That was two truths and a lie. If you guess the lie, nice work. If not, maybe you don't know us as well as you thought. Alright, this is My Thing, Your Thing, the segment where we take turns talking about something we're really into. One of us plays the expert, the other asks the questions, and then we swap. Let's see if we can get each other hooked on what we love.
Alrighty, who's the interviewer first? Who's the interviewee?
Paper, scissors, rock, start.
Winner gets interviewed. Go. And the winner is Hannah. She's getting interviewed. Take it away with the questions, Lily.
Okay. If you can have a superpower, what superpower would it be?
I don't know.
You've got to give us one.
You've had time to prep these answers.
Yeah, there's tons to choose from.
World peace.
Wow. Wow, Hannah, that is unbelievable. I mean...
Great. So how is your superpower going to achieve world peace? Is it just so you go in the presence of people and they are immediately peaceful?
Maybe something along those lines?
Very impressive.
Yeah, great stuff.
Very impressive, very wholesome. Question two, Lily.
What's the best movie or TV show that you've seen?
Honestly, kind of stuck on that one too, but I think the Harry Potter ones are pretty good.
I agree. Harry Potter's awesome.
I second that. Third that.
Those listeners at home, you're probably correct in thinking Brie did not pass NCAA mathematics. Thirdly would have been right. Well done, Brie. What's the next question?
I did pass maths. Just not calculus.
That can't be true. Hannah with the third question, Lily.
What is your favourite book?
Keeper Velocities.
Yeah. What's that book about?
She was so ready to answer.
I've never. Wait, Keeper of the Lost Keys?
Cities.
What's that about?
Basically, this girl, Sophie, so she's been able to read minds since she was 5, and where the book is set, she is 12. She finds out that she's actually an elf, and... she goes to this magical elf world. People all basically pretend it's perfect and think it's perfect, but it's not. And when she gets there, basically she points that out to people.
Cool.
And
that's awesome.
And nice. Other events and stuff.
Great. Time for you to interview Lily, Hannah.
Okay. The first question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Lightning. Just shoot lightning out of my hands.
Like Azula from Avatar The Last Airbender? Have you seen that show?
I haven't.
Dang it, you should watch it.
But I must add, having the power of lightning, quite different to World Peace, but good on you, Lily. Somewhat like Thor. Love it.
I was kind of thinking along the lines of, like, in Star Wars, Chancellor Palpatine.
Like, yeah.
Bam, cool. Bam, 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 lightning. Anyway, what is the best movie? I think I know what you're going to say.
This is hard.
Lily is deep in thought currently.
Yes, I am.
The one I was thinking you were going to say starts with A.
Rhymes with Malice in Thunderland, is that right?
Alice in Wonderland. I was going to choose a Netflix movie, but...
Can't beat Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, Alice in
Wonderland.
Is this
like the Johnny Depp one or the cartoon one?
Cartoon. I like the cartoon better.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Since you seem to have done that question, what is your favourite book? You can't. You haven't read Alice in Wonderland, so it can't be that.
Oh.
I know. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Love, 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 love. That answer. So good. Great book. Great series.
Seems like something Noah would read as a kid.
As a kid. Still now. No, I haven't read one for a while, but Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So good. Do you like the movies, Lily?
Yeah.
Which is better, movie or the books?
Books.
Yeah. Rate it. There's a lot of books now. Very good. Oh, well, nice to, what was that wee segment called? My Thing, Your Thing. We've raced to almost the end of another podcast episode for your listeners at home, but before we go, we should just talk briefly about an event that is happening shortly. So, Lily, hit us.
On Saturday, September 13th, the Greater Green Island Get Together is happening. It's a new awesome event that happens once every 2 years when thousands of people from the community get together to participate in activities, enjoy good food, and watch the local schools perform and connect with each other.
So you guys are like part of this, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, yeah, what are you guys, what's the Youth Action Group doing for that?
So we were going to do some cookie decorating, face painting and games and lots more.
Cool. So am I right in assuming you guys are like kind of in charge of like the kids' fun stuff for the day?
Yep.
Yeah. Mainly.
Very cool. That's a big role to have. You excited for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Yeah. Convincing yeses all around. That's really cool. And the Youth Action Group will be doing some other stuff at the event, games outside. They're going to have their own stall, as far as I'm aware. And then there's going to be heaps of other organisations, groups, people. It's real buzzy. Were you guys there last time, Lily and Hannah, at the last get-together back in 2023?
Don't think so.
I can't recall.
Can't recall. I was there. Brie was probably there. It was a pretty cool day.
There's a bunch of free stuff. Most things are, yeah, free/cheap. So, yeah, you should definitely head along there if you can.
Mm.
So, if you live in the Greater Green Island area, make sure to put Saturday, September 13th in your diaries. The get-together starts at 10 a.m. and finishes at 1 p.m. and is held at the Dunedin City Baptist Church, 19 Main South Road, Concord. We'll see you there.
Fantastic. Well, that's us for episode 5, I believe. Hey, check us out on TikTok, Whiako, Whiako. Hit us with a message, watch our reels. See you there.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. We'll hear from you. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See you.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
Yeah. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.